What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, May 29th, 2018, almost to the end of the month here, almost getting into June and summer officially here, although you wouldn't know it to feel the weather around here. Supposedly, we're going to be getting thunderstorms a little bit later in the day. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I suppose we ought to start out with the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Very bizarre story that we're looking at here. This came out of the Express in Great Britain, and it's reporting on how Russian Sukhoi 34 aircraft intercepted Israeli F-16 fighters over Tripoli, even though there's supposedly a mechanism that avoids conflicts between Israel and Russia. But interestingly enough, Lebanese and Russian media outlets are claiming that two Israeli Air Force F-16s were challenged by the Sukhois over Libya. However, both Moscow and Israel are saying, no, it didn't actually happen. So we don't know exactly what's going on there. Apparently they are trying to keep things from escalating over there. Now, Israel has hit 30 military targets in the Gaza Strip in response to what they're claiming is the biggest barrage of mortar fire from the Palestinian enclave since the 2014 war. So the shooting is really cranking up. If Netanyahu wanted to start a third intifada as a distraction from Netanyahu's looming indictment for corruption, it looks like they may have succeeded. And things are definitely cranking up. And certainly for Israel, the optics on all of this look very, very bad. It is very much a David versus Goliath scenario, with Israel playing the part of Goliath. And especially after the Bloody Monday massacre, everything that Israel's doing just makes Israel look worse and worse in the eyes of the world. And then when they go around and scream, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite, and, you know, we want to block journalists, we want to shoot journalists, we want to prevent the media from talking about this, it just makes the situation look worse than it already is. Okay, now, as you know, the F-35, despite not actually being combat ready, is starting to be delivered to some very optimistic, I would have to say, customers who are taking delivery of the aircraft and starting training with it, even though it's not in its final combat-worthy configuration. And for some reason, Israel is asking the United States to keep the F-35 upgrade capabilities secret from Turkey. And apparently this has to do with the fact that Turkey may not get the F-35 after all. Basically, Israel wants to remain the only country in the Mideast with F-35 jets to maintain its qualitative edge. Boy, are they about to be disappointed with that one. And so the discussions between Israel and the United States have focused on the jets' performance-enhancing software, and that this matter is part of the negotiations. Now, Israel has denied having talks over the F-35 deal, under which Turkey is expected to obtain 100 of these fighters. So we'll see what happens with that. Interestingly enough, Russia is now putting pressure on Iran to basically get out of Syria. Now, the Iranians are not too happy about that, but what Putin is trying to do is yank the rug out from under Israel's justification of aggressions against Syria. Because every time Israel goes into Syria, oh, we're getting the Iranians, and we're getting the Iranians. Okay, well, we're going to take the Iranians out of there, mind your own business, and stay on your side of the border. Israel won't do that, but they won't have a covering excuse. Next, they'll blame Hezbollah and Lebanon. And by the way, Russia's trying to get Hezbollah to back off as well. Between the Syrian government forces and the Russian troops, they've got this war under control. They are winning. There is no question. Putin's goal now is to deny Israel and the United States a reason to re-escalate the war, to go back on in and say, oh my goodness, Assad is gassing his own people. The Iranians are selling rugs and the Hezbollah is cooking lunch or something like that. Trying to keep that from happening. Remember, Putin has shown himself throughout the years. He is a statesman. He is trying to keep the wars under control. Now, the United States is very unhappy with Russia's proposal to sell Sukhoi 30 fighters and S-300 anti-aircraft defense systems to Iran, and is now taking the position that such sales can only be made with the approval of the United Nations Security Council. Now, this is coming out of thin air. The United States does not seek UN Security Council approval for any of their weapon sales to countries like Israel. But all of a sudden, we have to have the Security Council. They've got to do this. And basically, they're already telegraphing. If it goes to the Security Council, the United States will use their veto so that Iran does not get these weapons from Russia. And they're saying it's obvious we are not interested in Iran having advanced fighters and ground systems. We'll use all available means to oppose any systems that Iran may use for offensive purposes. Now, there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, the S-300 is clearly a defensive system, not offensive. It's an air defense system. It can't be used for offensive purposes. The second issue is, of course, that Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in about 200 years, contrasting with the United States, which these days can't seem to go for 6 months without bombing or drone striking or regime changing someplace. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to take a phone call from Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. You hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Super duper. Have you been paying attention to the big brouhaha about Roseanne Barr's tweet concerning Valerie Jarrett?
Yeah, I was going to mention that a little further in the show, but we can talk about that now if you want.
Yeah, I just want to throw something maybe you want to look into. If you can pull up her original tweet. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. I saw it a few minutes ago. But she was tweeting back to the SGT report. Have you ever heard of the SGT report?
No, I just remember reading her actual tweet where she basically made a comment about one of the White House staff, I think it was Valerie Jarrett, being the offspring of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes.
Right, right. But I think the reason why they took this and blew it way out of proportion and went after her and make an example of her is the SGT report. Look up on YouTube. They're a 9/11 truther site. and they're also pretty hard on the Zionist angle. And I think that has a large element to do with it. They've got like a gotcha moment to punish her and to make an example out of her to the rest of the entertainment industry. Just something I want to bring up, and maybe you want to look into it when you have a chance. Just take a look
well,
at her tweet.
You may be right. You may be right. It was a very popular show, and apparently Roseanne Barr's character portrayal is very conservative, very pro-Trump, and probably rubbed a lot of liberals in Hollywood the wrong way. So they may have been looking for an excuse to just shut her program down.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's exactly true. But just take a look at the SGT report there on YouTube, and you see what I'm talking about. That's who she was replying to them and somebody else. And I'm sure that there are watchers there that keep an eye on the celebrities and, you know, who the hell are you talking to, you know, type of deal. But anyway, I'll let you go
no
on the next topic.
No question about it.
Appreciate it, Michael. You do a good job there.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go, and I will take a look at that. Yes. This really, it does strike me as an overreaction. Now, I'm not defending Roseanne Barr. I've never been a huge fan of hers anyway. And it was a very personal and offensive tweet. Unfortunately, under the liberal political correctness movement, we've all been encouraged to have very thin skins and be offended about absolutely everything that comes our way. And I think that's counterproductive. I think we all need to grow very thick skins, and just our response to anything that might be offensive is, eh, big deal. That's your opinion. Who cares? We go on about our lives and we get things done instead of always running around looking for something to be offended by. Over in India, they have announced that they will comply with United Nations sanctions on Iran, but not sanctions from the United States. This is a trend that we're starting to see all around the globe. Where the U.S. says, we're sanctioning these people and we're sanctioning those people. And the rest of the world is saying, okay, go ahead and sanction them. We're not going to be part of this anymore because your sanctions are hurting our economy. It's depriving us of our marketplaces to sell our products. So you go on and sanction all that you want, but we're not going to take part in it. And that is a growing move. And the U.S. is sanctioning itself into isolation here. For some reason, Poland has decided they want a permanent U.S. military base on their soil to the extent where they're willing to pay $2 billion, with a B, for that base to be there. And they've issued a policy paper, 39 pages long, talking about how extraordinarily strong Polish and U.S. relations have been throughout history. And how the Polish people are remarkably pro-Western during the Cold War, how they fought against communism, and how they agreed to hate the Soviet Union. Moscow is saying this is a provocation. When the former Soviet Union collapsed, NATO made an agreement that they were not going to migrate further eastward. And yet they have been. And that's why Russia is feeling threatened. Down in Israel, they had this annual conference of the Israeli Bar Association in Eilat. Avichai Mandelblit are saying police are wrapping the probe into the Bezek Walla affair involving Netanyahu. And they're saying there's likely to be indictments, and mentioned that Netanyahu's coalition is trying to find some way to undermine the high court's authority, to basically yank the rug out and find some way that they can protect Netanyahu from being indicted and tried, which shows how widespread corruption is in Israel, almost as widespread as it is in Washington, D.C. The shooting is continuing between Israel and Gaza. Apparently, Palestinian fighters have launched a heavy barrage of mortar fire against Israel on Tuesday. Israeli aircraft struck back. Three Israeli soldiers were wounded by shrapnel after dozens of mortar bombs and rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, triggering warning sirens in southern Israel throughout the day. There are no immediate reports of Palestinian casualties. So they're definitely firing. And like I said, you know, Netanyahu may be trying to provoke a third intifada as a distraction from his pending charges of corruption. Over in the Mediterranean, the Israeli Navy has succeeded in stopping the boats of wounded Palestinians trying to break the siege on Gaza. Now, there are a lot of people who were wounded by those Israeli butterfly bullets, and the hospitals inside Gaza can't deal with it. So they're literally putting these wounded people on boats and trying to get them out of Gaza somewhere where they can get to the West Bank or, if necessary, over to Cyprus. And the Israeli Navy has stopped them and turned them back and said, you're not allowed to go to better medical care. Just go ahead and amputate the limb and all will be well here. Now, do you remember the last false flag chemical attack in Syria, where it basically the U.S. went on in and deployed a huge number of Tomahawk cruise missiles to blow up a bunch of buildings which turned out not to have chemical weapons in them, again. But in one case, they blew up a compounding pharmacy. It was a place that made medications. In fact, they made cancer medications because of the sanctions on Syria. Syria cannot buy cancer medications from elsewhere in the world, so they make their own. And apparently, they've invented three that actually work. Well, we have to destroy those. We've got to protect America's pharmaceutical industry. We've got to blow up serious cancer treatments before they just get out there and spoil the party for everybody. So, but I digress. It was reported during that attack that some of the Tomahawks landed very gently. And this has now been confirmed because apparently at least one of those Tomahawks was recovered pretty much intact. And it has been taken to Russia, where they have taken it apart. And they're learning all the little secrets about what's inside. The radio guidance, the GPS guidance, the optical guidance, every little tiny detail that they are then going to use to improve their weapons and their countermeasures. So it's just like when Iran spoofed that U.S. drone, brought it down on Iranian territory, and now they're making copies of it. Turning to the domestic news here, as you know, we are hearing all these stories about FBI agents who want to come forward and testify about the mishandling of the Trump-Russia collusion case by Robert Mueller, by James Comey, and these other people. And even as a new Rasmussen poll is showing, a majority of voters believe senior law enforcement officials broke the law to stop Donald Trump from beating Hillary Clinton in 2016. Apparently, orders are now coming down from higher up, warning FBI agents not to testify, not to volunteer to testify, not to say anything, because apparently the whistleblower protection laws are considered ineffective, and FBI management will not guarantee the safety and protection of any FBI agents who start telling stories, even in response to a congressional subpoena. So once again, we're seeing that even the current senior management of the FBI is enforcing the cover-up. Don't you dare talk. Don't you dare tell Congress what we've been up to. Bad things will happen to you. Just stay quiet. Don't tell anybody anything. That's your job. They might as well put a flashing neon sign on their forehead that blinks. Guilty, 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 guilty. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there saying that at this point, it's obvious the FBI and the Department of Justice cannot be trusted to fairly evaluate whether to release Spygate and other documents about the targeting of President Trump. Of course they can't. They're covering up their own participation. They're covering up their own crimes. We need a special prosecutor to go into the FBI and the Department of Justice, somebody who's willing to go on in there with a pair of presidential brass knuckles and say, you are obligated to give us this information. You are obligated to tell us what's going on. I think we ought to get Larry Klayman up there. I know he wants the job. If you go down to Freedom Watch, it's right there on the front page. He wants that job, and I wish he could get it. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go right to the phones here. Terry in Long Beach. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, those comments you made about Putin, you know, trying to get Iran out of Syria and calming everything down. His strategy could be, you know, I want to keep everything cool until the whole Western world implodes on its under its own weight, and then we can avoid war. And the reason I say that is Deutsche Bank is overextended on derivatives, and, you know, they had those problems. I think you mentioned it, too.
Yeah.
They're laying off 10,000 people. And when that goes, maybe it won't be long, and then it'll set up a domino effect, you know, Spain, Portugal, other Europe and the European Union come apart, and then it'll spread to the banking system in the United States, and that'll go down, and then the whole Western world will be defeated under its own weight, and he won't have to, you know, take a chance on any nuclear war or anything. I don't know what you think about that.
No, you're probably right. I mean, Putin doesn't want war, and contrary to the fear-mongering propaganda we're getting, he doesn't want to invade and conquer Europe or the United States. He's got enough problems taking care of Russia. And if you look at Europe and the United States right now, there's almost no reason to invade here. Our economies are in a shambles. The infrastructure is worn down. There really isn't much point to it. There's nothing here. What's he going to do? Invade and set up fast food restaurants at the Grand Canyon and Yosemite? But really, there isn't much point at all. What Putin has been trying to do all along is not let the United States lash out in its death throes and ignite war all over the planet. And so your analysis, I agree with it. I think it's a good one, that Putin just wants to prevent the United States from escalating World War III any more than it already is, knowing that the United States is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse.
Right. And, you know, I don't know what they plan behind the scenes. I don't know if the New World Order people, of course, I think they want a digital currency, but they want it centrally controlled, not like the blockchain. And, of course, that way they'll keep track of all your spending and all that, no more cash, and it was just more control over the people. But the first thing they got to do is disarm everybody with these false flags, like these school shootings and stuff, you know. And
yes.
The Congress will go right along with it, because I was surprised about what percentage of the Congress is dual citizens now. I just think of that as
yeah.
the accounts in the executive branch, but I understand there's a lot in Congress now, too. And I think they're all part of that, you know, or supporting that New World Order thing, you know, like back in 65. It was Jacob Javits, you know, Zionist, and two more
yep.
that changed the whole immigration laws because, you know, they know that they want to break up unity, you know, because they don't want to block against them. So if they can bring these people and dilute the whole population, they'll have control. And, of course, Obama is part of it, you know, because he was known as a food stamp president. So the more people on food stamp, the more... Get over the people. Your way.
Yeah, they want food, everybody you know? to be dependent on the government so that nobody will stand up and say what the government is doing is wrong. I remember it was only a couple of years ago. They were actually running TV commercials saying, go ahead, sign up for food stamps. And it was like, come on, taxes are already completely out of control. You know, we don't need to get people onto food stamps. We need to bring back the jobs. Because the vast majority of the American people to be on welfare or food stamps is very insulting. They don't want to be on living on handouts. They want to be actually doing something. They want to have that pride of craftsmanship, of doing a good job, of earning their money, not just being given it. To see the government literally sell this idea that, yes, it's cool to be just living off the handouts. That's not what the American culture is supposed to be about.
No, and that's where pre-cell phones came in, too, you know. You can look a person that's got a job, you know, on the dole of government. But Trump, you know, ran on the Make America Great Again, bringing back the jobs from Europe, but I don't even think that's possible anymore, do you?
No, I really don't. I mean, if you look at the total scale of not just U.S. government debt, but corporate debt and private debt, we pretty much run our course. There's no way out of it unless the government is willing to simply dissolve the Federal Reserve and simply say the debt is forgiven. And it's happened in history, but the bankers don't want to forgive debt. Not because they expect to be paid back that debt, but because they can use that debt as an instrument of control over the nation and its people. That's what the bankers are really after. Control of the debt means control of the nation. Anyway, we're going to let you go here because we're coming up on another commercial break here. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking more about the economic news. Boy, rough day on the Dow for those of you who actually have stocks and bonds. And we'll be back in a few minutes after these words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economic news for a while. And for those of you watching on YouTube, yes, I am wearing my I Survived the Hawaii Ballistic Missile t-shirt. And I'm wearing it for a reason, specifically today, because when we were down at the mall at the bottom of the hill, we noticed the store where Claire had bought me this shirt has already gone out of business. And that's a shame because it's actually a high-quality T-shirt and high-quality printing. And I wanted to get a few more. I actually wanted to make up a shirt for what we call Clarassic Park, which is kind of an inside joke going back to when we got married. Jurassic Park had just come out. We honeymooned on Kauai, where much of the film was shot. And so I did a parody of the logo. And it's Clarassic Park, when church music ladies ruled the earth. Cafe Press will not allow me to make a shirt out of it because apparently it's too close to the original copyrighted logo, which I don't think so. I mean, you know, I never saw a T-Rex with a conductor's baton in the movie. But it's just another reminder that this is not a very healthy economy right now. And they've already got somebody else's coming on in to start a business in that same retail space, but there's a lot of retail vacancies in the mall right now. Claire and I are having to deal with the reality that Toys R Us are gone. Babies R Us are gone. And yes, there's a nearby Walmart that has a toy section. But unfortunately, it's stuff that all comes branded for movies and TV shows. And that's something that's really kind of missing from toys today. The freedom for children to use their own imagination as opposed to simply role play in some corporate entertainment show. You know, oh, look, I am superhero this, or I am fairy princess that, and I don't get to come up with my own identity or my own make-believe. And I think that is, I think it's actually harmful to children. And what I really miss are good science toys. Now, when I was a kid, high school age, I lived in Southern California with my family, and there was a strip mall, and they had a toy store. And the front part of it was the stuff you would normally expect to see in a toy store, G.I. Joe and bicycles and Barbie dolls and all the rest of it. But the back section was all science toys. Racks of chemistry ware, Bunsen burners, bottles of chemicals, where you could just go on in and buy what you needed to conduct your experiments. And it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot about chemistry from having that resource there. The last time I saw a chemistry set at Toys R Us, it was this little booklet of pieces of paper that were saturated with certain chemicals, and you'd press them together to get your reaction. And I don't know if that's just because our society doesn't encourage kids to mess with chemicals any longer, or some lawyers got involved and said, oh, no, there's a liability. I mean, you know, the child could hurt themselves. They could poison the dog unless we do it this way. But it does seem very limiting. And I do miss it. And I still have to find some place that will do this Clarassic Park T-shirt for Claire. Anyway, as one of our callers mentioned earlier in the program, Deutsche Bank has laid off 10,000 employees. That is not a good sign at all. And, of course, we know Deutsche Bank has been caught in all these scandals going over the last few months. It was a bad day for the stock market. The Dow Jones closed 391 down, NASDAQ 37 down, S&P 500 31 down. So, yeah, it was not particularly good. Not a good sign, not a good start to the week here. Okay, now let's do this. And getting on back to the economic news here. Apparently, despite some very positive developments in the discussions with China, the White House has now slapped a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. And what does that mean? Well, until the U.S. is able to manufacture those same goods, it means that they're still going to be imported from China. They're going to be 25% more expensive. Who's going to pay for that? You will. You will. And these $50 billion worth of Chinese goods includes the high-tech sector, where China manufactures things like tablets and smartphones, because we actually can't in this country. Now, apparently this morning, the U.S. Department of Justice has approved the merger of German pharmaceutical giant Bayer with Monsanto, two of the world's most scandalous and corrupt business entities, are now going to become one giant monopoly over the planet. Of course, we all know Monsanto gave the world wonderful things like Agent Orange, GMOs, glyphosate. Bayer is notorious for discovering that its medication made for hemophiliacs was tainted with the AIDS virus. And they just went ahead and sold it in other parts of the world where there were no laws restricting that sort of thing. So these two monstrous companies are now going to be one big monstrous companies. The White House intends to follow through with a pledge to place tariffs on imported Chinese technology goods while also tightening restrictions on investment by Chinese firms into American companies. This is basically a follow-up to the story we did about the 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese high-tech goods. So if you thought $1,000 for the iPhone X was stiff, get ready for that to go up to $1,200. And apparently a big issue is still going on regarding intellectual property violations by China. That is a serious issue. That is something the Chinese are doing that does need to be dealt with. And China, basically, because we've allowed them to manufacture things like the iPhone and the iPad, they have all that they need to make their own versions. And they don't have to amortize the R&D cost, so they can make these things very, very inexpensive. China's kind of a mixed blessing. On one hand, they can produce very high-quality manufactured goods. And on the other hand, they can also produce some very cheaply made stuff. So it's a mixed blessing. Now, the intellectual property issue is kind of complicated. And one of the reasons why China may feel that it's okay for them to cheat the system is because originally in the United States, there was a limited time period for patents and copyrights so that the original creator of whatever was being patented or copyright would enjoy a reasonable return on their inventiveness and creativity. But that after that, what had been invented and created would enter the public domain and be a benefit to civilization as a whole. That was the original intent. Unfortunately, large corporations started lobbying for open-ended patents and copyright, permanent ownership, and that went against that process. And the biggest lobbyist of all, of course, was Walt Disney. When the copyright on Mickey Mouse was due to expire, the Disney lawyers just went crazy and said, no, we have to keep, this is our brand, this is our icon. This has to be a permanent copyright, and the government went along with it. So the system is being abused from both ends by those who are ignoring copyright and those who are exploiting copyright beyond its original purpose. So it is a complex issue, and there's a lot of gray area in there. Okay, the United States is going after Russian account holders in the banks of Cyprus. And apparently the Russians keeping their cash in the Cypriot banks have been caught up in a massive audit of accounts by lenders and watchdogs in Cyprus. And this was triggered by pressure from Washington. Banks in Cyprus now require Russian customers to confirm earnings and tax payments, to produce bank statements for the past year, as well as estate documents. And I'm getting that internet warning again. And let's see. Okay, hopefully, there we are. All right. We're having some internet issues today. Okay. All right. There we are. So we're talking about banks in Cyprus. We're talking about Russian customers. We're talking about pressure from the U.S. government, more goading of the Russians. Let's just poke the Russians a little bit more. So the Cyprus banks are offering their Russian customers a choice. They can either close their accounts or transfer their funds to Russian Commercial Bank, a subsidiary of Russian state-run lender VTB. And I imagine they'll probably do that as well. Russia continues to build up its stockpile of physical gold. And Putin is now sounding a warning, saying that U.S. sanctions are actually hurting trust in the dollar as a reserve currency. And he is absolutely correct. People around the world have come to understand that if you are using the U.S. dollar, that you could be hit with sanctions by the United States without any warning whatsoever. And that's actually accelerating nations to move away from the U.S. dollar and look at some kind of a currency that is actually under their control and not the control of the U.S. government. Remember what I said before, the U.S. is literally sanctioning itself into isolation. Story coming out of Blacklisted News. Basically, we're starting to see what looks like a significant fracture in the European Union coming out of Italy. And that's because the European Union has turned out to be something very different than what was told to the people of Europe. They were originally told it was just all about free trade and free travel. That was it. Now we're finding out, thanks to some declassified documents in Great Britain, that it was always intended that Europe be brought together and federalized and placed under the control of Brussels. And the people of Europe are not happy with that. They're not happy with the European Central Bank. So the original Euro community concept that was made public was this wonderful ideal, because it emphasized the rights of all citizens of member states, guaranteeing them a range of protections from unjust and stupid demagogues. Unfortunately, the neoliberal corporatist globalists took over the machinery and turned it over to a gang of cold-hearted technocrats who used the once estimable governance structure to enforce a draconian monetarist policy. And if you want an example, look at what happened down in Greece. So more and more we are hearing from inside the EU that the EU's days may be numbered. Right now, the euro is in serious trouble. Italy is in panic mode at the center of the euro collapse. And there is a huge, huge debt contagion. And again, that's what you get when you have a private central bank. Because private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the debt crushes the system. And that's exactly what's happening both in Europe and the United States. Now, interestingly enough, despite all this talk about sanctions against Iran, there is a Chinese investment firm that is getting ready to invest $2 billion, or their equivalent of it, building an oil refinery in the Iranian northern province of Mazandaran. So Iran is open for business. China is saying, yeah, we're actually going to go on in there. And both Chinese and Russian firms are expected to continue to invest in Iran. And they will actually benefit from the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal, because the U.S. is hitting Iran with all these sanctions. Some European countries and companies are still being very cautious about getting to Iran, but gee whiz, what was the end result? Iran is doing business with Russia and China, not the United States and not Europe. And it's just another reminder of how poorly thought out all this sanctions nonsense was. Iran's going to do just fine. China's going to do fine. Russia's going to do fine. The United States and its allies in Europe are in serious economic trouble. Neither of the economies of the EU or the US are resilient enough to survive any kind of economic war, sanctions, or trade war. Apparently, the United States, in between putting tariffs on all the Chinese products, is pushing China to buy oil and gas from the United States. And Beijing has been given a list of goods that China buys in other countries that can be replaced by American ones. The list includes oil, oil products, liquefied natural gas, beef, poultry, and soybeans. I don't know how this is going to work on out. When you are out there throwing tariffs on Chinese products, and then you turn around and say, well, you need to buy all this stuff from us and not from other countries. I don't know what the thinking is behind this, but this is not going to work on out. We got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm looking at the situation evolving with China and how the U.S. government is once again resorting to bullying and bellicosity as foreign policy. And I don't understand how the U.S. imagines it's going to work on one hand to throw tariffs on Chinese products coming to the United States of America, and then turn around and demand that China buy U.S.-made products over those provided currently by other countries. I don't think this is going to end well. I don't think it's going to end well at all. Apparently, Dixon's Carphone is going to close 92 of its 650 stores following a profit warning, which sent shares tumbling 20%. And the firm expects pre-tax profits to be £382 million for 2017-2018, but already predicts profits to fall to just £300 million in 2018-2019. So everywhere there are indications the economies of the West are slowing down. People don't have high-paying jobs. The money junkies have grabbed all the money. This rush to automation is a dead end. It absolutely is going to be a dead end. Taken to its extreme, we're going to see shopping malls staffed with robots standing around with nothing to do because there won't be any human customers coming on in to spend money. Over in Europe, specifically Denmark, they're trying to deal with the culture shock issues that have been brought up by the refugee crisis. And so Denmark is now going to force children in residential areas where the immigrants and refugees have settled to be educated about democracy, equality, and the major Danish holidays such as Christmas. And I can already see the liberals out there saying, oh, no, you can't do that. You've got to respect their culture and their traditions. Well, that's a two-way street. We're seeing a lot of these refugees who disrespect our culture, our holidays. Now, over the last weekend, there was a picture that was circulating all over social media and corporate media. And it was basically a picture of these migrant children in the U.S. literally sleeping in a cage. And CNN journalist Haras Gold, New York Times Magazine editor-in-chief Jake Silverstein, Obama speechwriter John Fackrow, and Women's March co-founder Linda Sansour basically all went on out and said, oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. Look at how Trump's immigration people are treating children. And it turned out it was an old photo taken under the Obama administration. They didn't check the date. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.